It's a new day on a Monday on a Kansas City sports day. Red shoe, blue shoe. I don't give a you know what. It's a family operated show here. No cussing.
No cussing allowed.
Yep.
My wife has got a red shoe and a blue shoe on today. I love it. I think it looks good, Jen.
Yeah.
You don't worry about what those kids say at our house.
Somebody, I want to get to a text on the other side that somebody had brought up. They said, how would they say? That's what it was. It says, can you please discuss, right here, it says, please discuss the likelihood both teams win, split, or lose both tonight.
Well, the likelihood's 50-50.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
I can say this. I don't think the conversation should be, would they win today, Royals or Chiefs? Either one. I don't think that's the conversation. I think the conversation today is all about Kansas City sports. Because Boston, Texas, New York, Florida, these big metro cities, they've done all that. They've had this opportunity multiple times. I've never experienced this in my life.
None of us have.
Nobody.
And I can promise you, if like the Yankees were playing tonight, mm-hmm. which they are, and the Giants were home for Monday Night Football,
yeah,
nobody would be talking about the Giants. And it's not because the Giants aren't great. It's because New York is a baseball town, first, second, third, and fourth, and right. everything else is secondary, and the Yankees are the premier team in New York. The baseball would dominate the conversation. And it really should be dominating the conversation today. Like, I'm not going to say the Chiefs should be an afterthought because they're never going to be the afterthought. Yeah, but this is postseason baseball, Dusty.
Yeah, but again, I don't think that's what today is. I know that today is about postseason baseball, but I think today more so is that, like, you're given two beautiful options, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
And the day's perfect. Look outside,
it's too. 73 is the high.
It's going to be gorgeous today.
Fantastic. It's only 48 degrees right now. And I mean, like... Here is an opportunity that maybe a lot of you have asked, and a lot of people in your life have probably told you, be careful what you ask for. And some people have said, for once in my life, I've wanted this town to be relevant in the sports world. Well, it has with Super Bowls. It has with, you know, football.
And it with has, baseball in the last 10 years.
And it has with baseball, but never at the same time.
Right.
85, 80, Chiefs weren't there.
No.
2014,
the Royals were actually drawing more people per game during those years than the Chiefs.
Correct. 2014, 2015, Chiefs weren't there yet.
No, they were
coming.
Getting there.
They were on
new
the come.
Coach, Alex Smith, they were doing right. some good things, but they also started 1-5 in right. 2015.
You knew it was coming. Like, you right. knew it was, the horizon, you could see it. 2015, or I guess it'd be like 19, 20, the last 7 years, the Royals have not been there.
No.
And at the start of this season, when the ship set sail for this Royals cruise, we asked everybody, just said, hey, make it competitive until training camp starts.
Well, I think we started with May, and then we pushed the envelope.
And that's
a little
what happened.
Bit, right?
You know, you could kind of, you know, test the waters per se.
Right.
Keep going. See what you can keep doing. And then football starts. And then the Royals clinch a playoff spot, and I immediately fast forward because I see the schedule, and I'm like, wait a minute, Bob. The Royals play on Monday night, or the Chiefs play on Monday night, and so do the Royals.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm thinking, okay, where does the series line up? I'm like, oh, yeah, they'll be in New York, but that game will be at 6:30. The Chiefs will play in Kansas City against the Saints on Monday Night Football. Great game.
I mean, hour later.
Hour later. So you'll get, what, three innings in?
Yeah, I'm going to guess. Let's just set the over-under. When the Royals kick off, or when the Chiefs kick off, I'm going to say we're already in the fourth inning.
Okay, if it's going by the speed of the last game they played, I'm going to say it's in the second.
Second. Yeah. But second. You know what?
Three-and-a-half-hour game.
The Dragons.
Did you feel like that was a three-and-a-half-hour?
Yes.
You did.
It felt 5 hours.
Okay. See, I felt like I was so compelled. Like, I wasn't even looking at the clock, and I remember looking down and going, oh, the kids need to go somewhere. It's like 8 o'clock. They're supposed to be somewhere, right? Like, that's the only way I knew really what time it was, because, I mean, I was just dialed in. I never looked at the phone, didn't care what was going on from a time standpoint. Like, it wasn't one of those games like, oh my God, this is taking so long. I think the biggest problem that we're facing, and maybe it's a problem, maybe it's not. I think, and this can go for anybody, anywhere, at any time. I think after all these years of never really being that good in both sports, I think there's a lot of people that are having a tough time handling success and don't know how to embrace this. and handle the success. And they're like, huh, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So maybe the Royals are going to lose. No, man, just enjoy the day.
That's right.
Just enjoy
it's
what
all
we've
about
been.
Today.
This is why you're a fan. Days like today are why we love sports and why we're sports fans. Enjoy the sex.
That's right.
Let's go to James Majors in Lenexa. Go ahead, James. What are you doing today?
Well, I'm up north in Missouri, Lenexa. No thanks. I'm listening to you guys today on the radio, and I'm trying to chime in and get some Royals talk going.
All right, baseball. Go ahead. What do you want to talk about? What about the Royals do you want to talk about?
Well, Soto, I think Soto is still out, first of all. And
thank you.
Royals need to, don't get me started on that. Mm-hmm. Royals need to shut the door and continue with the starting pitching.
That's
dominance,
right.
Second best in the league, and second best not striking out. And we need to continue, and hopefully Bobby gets focused because he was standing at the dugout. Mad at the umpire. I'm sorry, I'm fired up this morning.
It's all good. How are you going to – what are you going to do tonight watch? You're going to have, like, two TVs? You're going to have, like, somebody on the phone? How are you going to do that tonight?
Well, I built cars at a location in Kansas. I think we know where it is.
Yeah, good job. So you're working tonight?
Yeah, building those cars.
What are you building, the F-150, or what do you got going on up there?
No. The other one, the Malibu.
Oh, Kansas. All right.
So I have the communications director put all their games on the TV and phone, and we have an iPad. And the speaker box, of course, to listen to you guys and other stations. Yeah. So
okay, nice.
We got to figure it out.
Appreciate the phone call, James. Enjoy the game. Let's go to Jack real quick before we get out of here.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning.
I'm just calling to hype up the city and hype up you guys. We got ALDS baseball today and Chiefs football. Man, how can you not just be?
Oh.
It is Monday, but still.
So what? It doesn't feel like Monday. This is an extension of the weekend, my friend.
Exactly. It's like Friday, extra Friday.
Yeah, it is, you know, except tomorrow's Monday.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call.
I just feel like the productivity today is going to be at an all-time low. Tomorrow
should
maybe
be
an all-time lower, depending on the way that the games go tonight. I mean, we could be seeing an all-time low productivity week in Kansas City, and I'm good with that. That's what October's for, not working and drinking.
That's right. Do we have time for the script, or do we have to wait?
Yeah, we'll have to wait.
Okay,
yeah.
Dad. I'll read text messages there. The Comets outdrew the Chiefs in those years, too.
Yeah, they did. No question. Yeah, the Chiefs stunk.
Yeah.
People don't remember how bad the Chiefs were, and Carl saved their bacon.
From the 913, are you ready to sigh?
Okay.
All right. I just know this playoff appearance feels different. I'm so disconnected from this team. Haven't seen them on TV in years. I blame the team for that.
Okay. Number one, there's part of that text where I don't disagree with, like the connection to the team. I don't think anybody is connected to this team like we were in 14 and 15 because of the TV. But it's not because of the team and the TV.
Yeah.
It's because of this is the way it works now. And the team is readily available on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You're choosing not to get it. And that's fine. I understand all that. But this is not the team's fault at all that they're not available on TV. They signed a contract with Bally's years ago, and over the years things have changed, you know, and that's the way it is. They're getting $50 million from Bally's to be on their network. Do you really think they're going to turn that money down?
No. I have a really good poll question idea. Is today Red Monday or Blue Monday?
I think it's a both Monday.
Purple, yep.
Yeah. No, I don't want to say purple because people will think it's K-State.
I know. That's why I didn't want to say purple. I didn't want to, how dare you say it's purple?
No, because purple has nothing to do with Kansas City. So I think it's a combination. Like if you want to be Blue Monday, you want to be Red Monday, you want whatever, however you're dealing with it.
Somebody
man.
From the 816 says, Dusty, should I wear a Chiefs jersey with Royals hat today or a Royals jersey with Chiefs hat? Whatever you feel.
However you feel.
I went with the Mahomes jersey and the baseball Royals new era. Hat.
I went with a Royals hat and a Chiefs hoodie today because I don't have the top on, and it was like 51 degrees. I was freezing my
nipples off.
Yeah,
I hope we see some blue and Arrowhead tonight. That's what I'm hoping for.
Ah,
I would love that.
Yeah,
Dakota, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead, Dakota.
Hey, I got disconnected or something.
Go ahead. What do you got for us?
Hey, I'm just thinking Cole Reagan scoreless through six.
Mm.
I think if he does that, I think it's a pretty cut and fold after seeing what happened on Saturday.
What happens in the seventh? Do you bring him back out
or Zerpa?
No. Go ahead and let him rest. I think he'll his pitch count will be kind of high by then, probably up in the close to the 70s. I think Yankees will give him a run for his money, but I think he'll hold tight. And I think they'll bring out Zerpa for the seventh. and let Urstig finish eighth and ninth. And nobody, they give up. Urstig gives up one run.
Okay. I don't mind that script at all. But if Cole Reagan's is only in 70 pitches after the sixth inning, he's going to continue to go. Yeah. You got to ride Cole Reagan's as long as you can tonight. Mm. Keep that bullpen on the back burner. They were not good the other night, man.
We get to ride Josh Vernier coming up on the other side. I'm Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, Mac Moore. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Right back at it. Dusty, I'm wearing a Royals shirt with a beautiful high-vis Chiefs jacket to the game tonight.
Say that again?
I don't know. It says high-vis. Maybe you speak to Texas people being smart and driving.
Or maybe it's like high visibility.
Yeah. I almost wore the quarter-zip Chiefs hat, but I thought, you know what? I've been wearing the Royals hoodie, the Chiefs hat. Let's just give the Chiefs a jersey and the Royals a hat.
Well, I think it's baseball, and a hat's part of the uniform, so it's easier to go with a baseball cap and a Chiefs shirt type thing than it is with the vice versas.
It's a damn KC Monday. Be happy.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Exactly. I mean, there are a lot of negative people out there. I see some on the Twitter machine as well this morning, some on the text line and whatnot. Like, today should be a good day. There should be no venom in the air. Everybody should be happy. Everybody should be excited. Everybody should be anticipating what's going to be an epic night here in Kansas City. Everybody should be anticipating two victories, and everybody should anticipate the Royals coming home with home field advantage beginning on Wednesday against the Yankees. Like, start having some faith. Start enjoying the moment. Start loving up what's going
faith,
on.
Faith,
yeah.
Faith,
if you don't, faith. It's the old sports machine, George Michael, right there.
That's right. The original sports machine.
Well, the only.
Yeah. Yeah. Navy slacks and a red polo. That's sexy.
There you go.
That's
like
nice.
That's a good look.
Are you wearing underwear?
You asking me?
Anyone.
No.
Are you?
No.
I'm not either.
No.
But I have like these liners in
I got liners now in pants.
What?
I don't think you need the underwear.
Wow. My buddy Brian just texted me and he said, high-vis is like the color of the shirts I wear for work. It's like that neon green, neon yellow, I think.
Okay, yeah, so like a neon blue?
Like construction worker color.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Shout out BH. Cole Reagan's tonight, question mark? Yes.
Yep. Man. No, he's not a question mark tonight. He's gonna dial in, man.
He's going to be an exclamation mark.
Yeah.
Somebody said I broke out my Macklin jersey and Royals hat. There you go.
Macklin jersey.
That's some KC stuff there.
Love it.
Your Macklin Mizzou jersey?
Nah, that one's gone away for a little bit. You know what? Actually, Mizzou's loss, probably the best loss out of all the teams that lost. They lost to a ranked team on the road.
Yeah.
He didn't lose to Vanderbilt.
Nope.
Yeah. You didn't lose to Arkansas.
Maybe Vanderbilt's better than what we thought, right?
They are. Yeah, Binkley was right. He told us.
Don't say tread lightly.
Tennessee ended up losing to Arkansas? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't realize
20-14.
That's a shame. You hate to see that, right?
Would you hate the Pig Suey chant if somebody were to call you and just say that in your ear? I almost did it.
Yeah, I would have been upset. Yes.
Yeah. You guys,
especially Saturday night. Yes.
Oh, I about did it.
You guys lost to a Pitt State retread down there, coach in Arkansas. That guy should have been fired after like their Arkansas State game this year.
Yeah, what was that about? What, Tennessee lost, Alabama lost, Missouri lost.
Insane, the SEC.
And Mizzou got blown out.
Mizzou got motorboated.
Now, the problem is Mizzou got kind of, you know, screwed over early by the ref. That was a pass interference call.
Yeah.
And the legal man downfield, that just wiped him out. And Brady Cook's just not good.
I'll take your word for it.
I'm just saying,
tacos.
Like, I mean, I'm sure a lot of Missouri fans are like, yeah, the hell with this. I'm out.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
But you ain't got to worry about that tonight.
I think I saw like 41-10 at one point.
That was the final score.
Was that the final?
Was
that the final?
Really, really bad.
It was 24-0 before halftime.
Oh, yeah. You check out.
And you're right. I mean, I feel like that call was kind of the avalanche. After that, I was like, okay. It's
if it's 10-0 in the fourth inning tonight, Yankees over the Royals, that TV's going right back in the bedroom.
Yeah, dude, I'm out. And also,
Beakley's in tomorrow.
I didn't even know Kansas played till I woke up in the morning and saw text messages on our thread.
Oh, yeah.
Once the Royals game ended the other night, I was like, I'm done. Sports is over for me. Going to bed.
I went to the casino.
Does anybody have season tickets they will sell me to the KU-Colorado game?
I think you could probably just buy one at face value at this point.
You think they would just let me show up?
They may just let you in, yeah.
Mm.
And I don't want to hear excuses. Oh, they don't have a home field and all that nonsense.
Like, I'm just here to fill a seat of 70,000 that you're only going to have about 10,000 in.
You think they'll have that many? Wow.
That's how many seats are there.
Oh, no, I mean 10,000 there.
Oh, yeah. People come from Colorado. Why not?
Oh, yeah, for Dion.
Dion, you know maybe.
I mean, I will be there in a prime hoodie. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, I'd want to watch Travis Hunter play football.
That's all I want to see. Yeah. I want to see what he looks like before he's in a Chiefs jersey.
Is it fair to
Could
say?
Could you imagine?
It's not going to happen, but no. I get where you're
Let
going.
Let me live.
You can have. Yeah. No, I had my Marvin Harrison moment for a year and a half. So.
Let me live.
I have my Ryan Williams moment going on right now.
Think
for
about
Alabama.
That. Xavier Worthy, Rushy Rice, Travis Hunter, ooh. Trent McDuffie, Travis Hunter. Yeah. How you doing?
Do you think they let him play both ways in the NFL?
It's both.
Yeah, I think you have to at this
Why
point.
Why wouldn't you lie? Right? I mean, they I know should. He's. I think he's going to go play corner.
Hey, Brett, when you draft Travis Hunter, yes. will you let him play both ways? Your
Hell,
thoughts?
I'll sing Brett Veachtown if you get Travis Hunter on this team.
That'd be great. What were we talking about?
What do you mean?
Kansas.
KU, yeah.
10,000
yes.
at least.
Okay, so has there been a more disgraceful football program this year than Kansas? Based on expectation and based on what they've done. No. I don't understand Florida people... State. Who I don't understand people who are writing checks for Kansas football. Mm-hmm. Like, you're willingly giving money to that program. Here's what you should do instead. Find a student on financial aid and direct those funds to those students to help them pay their student loans off. Why would you waste money on Kansas football?
Mm.
Mac, I don't think you're wrong. They may need to make another change at coach.
Yeah, like, it's, start looking at it.
I mean, it's just embarrassing.
I think I'm going to go home and I think I'm going to listen to like every Royals highlight. I mean, dude, I woke up this morning and pissed powder blue.
Did you have some of that Pedialyte before you went to bed?
No. I had Royals success before I went to bed.
Mm.
And I woke up this morning and it looked like the Caribbean Sea. And then I realized, oh my God, we get to hear Josh Vernier again in the playoffs and on this show who joins us now. Mr. Vern, how the hell are you?
I think you're dying.
I Dusty. Probably am.
Yeah.
What a great way to go out.
Stop the show and go to the doctor right now. That is not healthy.
If you're peeing blue, you should probably see some help, yeah. right?
If you took a punch in the gut or something.
I took a punch in the gut Saturday night.
Yeah.
Nice.
So where are we, Vern? We're down 1-0 in the series. Got Cole Reagan's going today. This thing comes back to KC, knotted up at 1. Royals have home field advantage. Book it, right?
Right. Yeah, I certainly feel that way. Listen, the 6-5 loss in game one, credit to the Yankees, no doubt, right? Their defense was better. Their bullpen was better. But the Royals, to me, it's more about the disappointing moments from the Royals. Now, again, credit to the Yankees. They won the game. They made the plays. Juan Soto made the throw. Alex Verdugo had the big hit.
Yep.
But, you know, Salvi had an opportunity to gun that Jazz Chisholm out at second base, but a high throw to Michael Massey allows it to fall in the lap of instant replay, and they screw it up. Sam Long walks the number 9 hitter. John Schreiber walks in a run. And then you make the first out at home when Vance Wilson sends Salvador Perez in the second inning.
Gersh holds him there.
Defense, base running, when those things bite you on the backside, it's normally difficult to turn the page. But to me, I came away from that loss even more convinced that the Royals have everything it takes to really take the next three games if they so choose and move on to the ALCS.
Yeah, but you got to do it with your middle of the order doing better than 1-for-14 with Vinny, Salvi, and Bobby. They've got to be better than 1-for-14. Your stars got to be stars, don't they?
Yeah. 1-for-14 with only one opportunity with a runner in scoring position. On the flip side, Aaron Judge 0-for-4 with 3 punch outs. Juan Soto, though, fit the billing of a superstar, no doubt about it. Yeah, Bobby had the one opportunity with a runner in scoring position and grounds out to the left side. But Bobby also blast one deep to left center field in the first inning. Aaron Judge makes a great play. To me, that was just a very entertaining game. Someone had to come out on the losing end. No surprise, it's the team that walks 8 batters that comes out on the losing end.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You know, my buddy Tony sent me a text this morning, Vernon. I'm going to run this one by you.
Romo?
And he said, I wish. And he said, how many times has a team won a playoff game where they've walked 8 batters? I said, how the hell do I know? So he Googled it. And listen to this. In the last 30 postseasons, that's the wild card era, teams are 23-73 when their pitchers walk at least 8 hitters in regulation. So you don't walk 8 guys.
I thought it'd be worse than that.
I thought it would be too, quite honestly. Yeah. I thought it would be a lot worse than
23
that.
23 wins is a lot.
It is. But that's what it boils down to, though, Vern. I mean, Zerpa walking guys, Schreiber walking. Like, everybody walked everybody in that game. You get rid of those walks, and you got yourself an opportunity to win a game.
100%. And, again, I know no one wants to hear this, but I will give some credit to the New York Yankees. You know, the walk that Austin Wells took with the bases loaded in the fifth inning, credit to him. That was a difficult Angel Zerpa made some good pitches. You know, you could dive into them. You know, it's never as simple as reading the box score. The walk that Michael Wacha issued to his final batter there in the fifth inning, he struck that dude out, got ripped off, and 9 pitches later, he's putting on the leadoff walk, and Matt Quatrero's taking him out. It's only the third time all season this pitching staff has issued 8 or more walks. They actually won a game in which they issued 8 walks that memorable night at Kauffman Stadium with Bobby's big RBI triple against the Seattle Mariners. So again, that game one to me is just so... it was the antithesis of this ball club that we've watched now for 165 games this season. To have that many walks, to have Salvi not make a better throw, to not be able to get Jazz Chisholm out, a base running mistake, to make the first out at home plate. There's so many things that allow me to, you know, wad that one up, throw it in the trash can, and get ready for tonight. Because let's be real. And I said it on the On Deck show back on Saturday. If the Royals take game one, if they beat Gerrit Cole at Yankee Stadium, this series is over. Royals are winning it. Maybe it takes 5, but the Royals are going to win that series. Game one, in my opinion, was a must-win for the Yankees. And now tonight, I'm going to stop short of calling it a must-win, but when you have Cole Reagans on the mound, Royals need to win that game.
No, I will say it's a must-win, Vern, because losing that first game, listen to this stat, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but in all best-of-5 postseason series, the team that wins game one has gone on to take the series 72% of the time. Yep. In the division series, under the current 2-2-1 format, teams winning game one have advanced 73% of the time. Like, that game one is huge. Not insurmountable, but man, if you don't win today and you're down 0-2, you're staring down the barrel of something not fun.
Yeah, and the thing that would worry me isn't that this team's incapable of winning 3 straight. Certainly when you have Lugo, Wacha, and Reagan set up for the final 3 games of the series, I believe the team can still do it. But Wednesday, you know, my wife and her mom and her cousin just bought tickets to the game on Wednesday. Everyone is so excited. If they don't win this one coming up tonight, there's going to be, it's still going to be raucous in the first and second and third innings coming up on Wednesday. But there will be a touch bit more anxiety in the building than I'm hoping for, right? I want that place to, you know, make new Royals fans, make new baseball fans in Kansas City. And if they find themselves with their back up against the wall going into that game, I don't think Royals fans will truly be able to let it eat, as they say. I think they'll be waiting for that first run before they truly let loose and you know, let their freak flag fly.
Yeah.
But if they, you know, if they win this one tonight, it's just going to be a madhouse from the moment you walk inside Kauffman Stadium.
Do you think, Vern, it's as simple as Bobby Witt versus Aaron Judge, whichever player shows up's team wins tonight?
I'm not. That's not my first thought on the game, but I can't disagree with that. You know, Bobby, as we saw in Baltimore, has the ability to single-handedly win you a game, a series, a month, like we saw back in July. Aaron Judge's first at-bat against Cole Reagans, I think, could dictate the entire game, could dictate the entire atmosphere of the 49,000 that are going to be in the building coming up tonight. I don't know if you guys felt it as well, but that stadium wants to turn on Aaron Judge. The murmurs were already evident back on Saturday's game. If he punches out against Cole Reagans in the first inning, that anxiety that I talked about possibly being at Kauffman Stadium on Wednesday, it's going to be a different anxiety inside of Yankee Stadium, because suddenly their hero is so very vulnerable, and all of a sudden being second-guessed if he has the goods on the big stage. Suddenly he's this generation's Barry Bonds of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, yeah, Alex Rodriguez. I mean, there's a lot of guys, Vern. Like, I don't know, that mindset to me, I've been saying it all along since we knew this was going to be the series. Aaron Judge doesn't scare me in the playoffs. He's hitting, what did you say, 208 now, Dusty, in the playoffs? He struck out three times, 206. Like, he is about as clutch as you and I. Like, I wouldn't hesitate to say, you know what? You're not playing tonight, Aaron. You're no good in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, sure. Hey, if Booney's listening, sit him.
Yeah,
he needs a day.
Yeah, but he's like an automatic out in the postseason.
Unless you walk him, like Angel Zerpa did in the fifth inning of that game back on Saturday. I'm not going to say that I don't fear Aaron Judge. But yes, if they want to sit him down against Cole Reagans, you go right for it. Save him for game three at Kauffman Stadium coming up on Wednesday night. That'd be fine by me.
Vern, you're on deck show, I believe, 5:30 tonight. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, over on The Fan, AM 610.
That's right. I know on that show you're very informative with everything that we need to know for this game. Let's give insight before that. What can we expect from Rodon tonight as the Royals go up against their number two guy?
Yeah, depending on how long you've been a Royals fan, I think you remember plenty of Carlos Rodon moments, mm-hmm. whether it's now, him being so key in Brandon Finnegan's development of a slider that helped this team back in 2014. Maybe you remember last season where he got absolutely rocked mm-hmm. in his final outing at Kauffman Stadium. Or maybe you remember what he did earlier this year when he locked up this Royals ball club. Rodon is a guy that if you can get him flustered, this is a guy that could be out in the third inning. His mm-hmm. emotions can at times get the best of him. But when he's locked in, this is a guy that commands a $100 million contract. He's a $20 million a year type of pitcher when right, a big fastball, coming from the left side. When right, I'd say Carlos Rodon has the ability to be one of the 5 or 10 best lefties in all of Major League Baseball. But again, man, that first inning is going to say so much, not only about Aaron Judge and that Yankees offense, but also how collected, how calm is Carlos Rodon? If the Royals can get on base in that first inning, if Bobby can cause a little bit of havoc on that base path, I think you could find yourself inside that Yankees bullpen pretty quick. Just listening to Rodon yesterday, listening to the questions that the Yankees media were asking him, it was all about his emotions, all about getting too amped up. And if that's what the Yankee beat writers are focused on, that tells me this is the core of the issue for Carlos Rodon tonight. Remaining calm, executing his pitches, and not letting the outside noise or the pressure get mm-hmm. to him. If the Royals can get to him early, this is a guy you could see hitting the showers very quick.
We're 10 hours away right now from first Jeez. Pitch, fellas, right?
I can't make it.
Only one that just wants to puke right now? Like, in my stomach, it's just like, it's starting to get like a volcano. It's starting to feel
you
like
need
the
some Tums?
No, not like that. Like, you can feel the butterflies floating around, the nervous energy that's in there. Like, I'm already focusing on pitch one. Postseason baseball, Vern, you know, it's just spectacular, and every pitch matters, everything matters, and we're still 10 hours away from that first pitch, and I feel like I want to run outside and vomit right now. Mm-hmm. Does anybody else have that same feeling, or am I just sicker than others?
No, I think that's everyone that is locked in with this team, and really, even outside of Kansas City, if you have a team still in the race, it's getting me out of bed about an hour earlier than normal. I'm as focused on tonight's first pitch at 6:38 as anything I've ever been focused on. With all apologies to my family, my job, and everything else that should be a top priority, man. No, I'm absolutely keyed up for this game tonight. And the key is, I forgot who said it.
Just credit
but with me. Those butterflies, keep those butterflies in formation and use them to your own benefit.
Like, how do you think players handle this kind of stuff? I know they get there early and all this kind of stuff, but I just can't imagine what the emotion is like for these players tonight, knowing on either side, like, this is one of those, bounce games, Vern. It could go one way or the other. The Royals win, they got home field advantage. The Yankees win, they're like, all right, we took the first two, and now we only need to find one more. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know, man. Like, this whole thing for me is just, it's going to be nerve-wracking all day. That's why I've scheduled an entire day of stuff to kind of keep my mind occupied.
And that's it right there. That's what players do. I think when it gets them is, last night going to bed. They might have a tough time falling asleep. But mm-hmm. once you wake up, it's game day. This is what you've been doing for your entire life. The off days are what are abnormal for a routine-oriented baseball player. But to get right back into it, yeah, go to the ballpark a little bit earlier and, you know, just begin that routine that you've been performing since spring training back in February. Today is normal. Yesterday's the one where you get in your own head if you're Cole Reagans or a Bobby Witt, a Vinny or a Salvi. And, you know, you guys were talking earlier about some people just don't have a connection with this team, and a lot of that has to do with the television deal. I agree with that, but I also think there's something to the fact that this team sucked last year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. In 2014, they were good. In 13, you saw some promise back in 2012. You didn't see any promise, really, from this team last year. So there wasn't the "we're growing up together" over the past few years with this team. It was, hey, the Royals suck. There's no reason to watch them. All of a sudden, they're really good, and now they're playing the Yankees in the ALDS. A lot of names on this team and in this lineup that weren't here a year ago, 2 years ago. So you really haven't been able to grow up with these guys. But like you guys have been mentioning, win this game tonight, and all of a sudden, you know, I think that bond between the city and the team will be solidified, and it'll be on full display coming up on Wednesday night.
Vern, let me give you a Binkley stat here, my guy. You ready for this one? Every pitcher in today's baseball game, it starts as a left-handed pitcher.
Nice.
Yeah.
Such a good Binkley impression. I've never heard anybody else that does a Binkley impression.
There nobody else does one, though. That's the
Hey, well, you know, Vern, I'll be locked in,
it's
man.
It's a talent. It's a talent.
What's your talent? Thank you very much. I'll be locked in. 5:30 tonight. Vern's on deck show, baby. Let's get going and keep pounding that coffee because you're going to need it, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, right. Sir. The Fan AM 610. I'll talk to you at 5:30.
Love you, Vern.
All right. See you, Vern.
All right. There's Josh Verner, and here's this.
Did you consider Brett for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
From the 816, please stop saying buddy so much. You guys are adults, have friends and colleagues. This isn't grade school. Coming up on the other side.
Oh my God.
How did we fit the script? We'll get into that on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home with two buds named Fesco and Dusty and another one named Max. So three, all here, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Well, I'll tell you what, my friends over at Jay's Southland Tow have been helping out everybody. They've helped out me. They've helped out my neighbor, Jeff. They help out Tammy from the Westin, and now they helped out Jay Binkley. I got a panic call from Jay the other day saying, what do I do? My car isn't starting. Give me Jay's Southland Tow Service's phone number. Immediately, I called Jay's Southland Tow Service for Jay Binkley, and they handled everything. And Jay said, man, this was an unbelievable experience that I had. Thanks, Bob, for getting me hooked up with Jay's Southland Tow Service. And that's what they do for everybody, whether you're north, south, east, or west. Jay's Southland Tow Service is going to be there for you. I always tell the story around 5:30 on a Friday, blew a tire. I called Jay's Southland Tow in the 6 o'clock hour. I was up and moving again and on my way. These guys do a phenomenal job. The best part about Jay's Southland Tow Service is they're there when you call. So you got to put their number in your phone. 816-779-4TOW. That's 816-779-4TOW or at southlandtow.com. Put that number in your phone. Forget about it. But when you need it, it's there. And when you do have car trouble, when your car doesn't start, when you lock your keys in the car, when you have an accident, Jay Southland Tow Service is just a phone call away. And when you call them, they come out and get you. You don't have to wait for the insurance company and stand on the side of the road for hours. So 816-779-4TOW or at southlandtow.com. Use the tow service trusted by most local police departments and Tammy from the Westin. It's Jay Southland Tow. There's nothing they can't do, so be in the know and use Jay Southland Tow.
Welcome back on a underwearless Monday. Neither host in these two chairs are wearing draws.
I'm trying to wear the same socks every day for as long as I possibly can to save on washing, too. I said that last week. I don't have a problem with that.
From the 316, somebody needs a nap already. Take the day off. Take the day off.
Our friend Rob Maloney just said, give that guy the bird, man.
Yeah. Well, I did earlier. I forgot we were on camera.
You did? That's all right. It's on the internet.
Okay.
That's not the worst thing that's ever been on the internet before.
Oh, man.
I've seen things on the internet I couldn't describe.
That's right. Still do.
Oh, daily. And that's just looking at the news feed.
Yeah. Yeah. God, I cannot wait. Ever since you said 10 hours, I'm like,
I know, right? Can you believe that?
I mean, we only have an hour left.
Hour and 11 and a half minutes. Not that I'm counting down. Yeah. Like, honest to God, we went to break.
Yep.
Right? Told you all about the good friends over at Jay Southland Tow Service.
You talk about my buddies at Jay Southland Tow Service.
Yeah, Binkley had car trouble, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yep, so he got taken care of. I walked to the bathroom, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, all right, get to the Jay by 10:30 today, right? Get a good workout in. That, like, today's the day where maybe you don't work out, maybe you do, but the stress relief from a mental standpoint is better than anything for the physical, you know, stress mm-hmm. that you can get, right? So get there, get a good hour workout in, go have lunch with a friend. That takes me till about 1:30, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got to pick up one kid at 2:40.
Will you have one cocktail at lunch?
No, God, no.
Oh, yeah, you don't do it during the week.
I don't drink during the week.
I forgot about that.
I don't know.
Is that ticket?
I don't know what to do right now.
Are you the lawyer for My Cousin Vinny?
Yes. I mean,
it's Dick Ray with a Taylor Swift impersonator.
I mean,
give him the script, Matt.
I don't know.
Did we get it right? Did we get it wrong?
I mean,
here we go.
I just don't know what to say about that.
That's right.
So anyway, gonna you know, get one kid at 2:40, another at 3:20 or so, and by the time I get home and get all that kind of done, it's 4:00, and then I'm kind of just sitting there waiting for first pitch. So I'll have about 2.5 hours.
I'm gonna run. I'm gonna mow. I'm gonna grab stuff to make Philly cheesesteaks. By then, it's gonna be 12:30.
That's exactly right.
I'm going to take a gummy.
I'm going to be honest with you. 10:30 to about noon, exercise. Yeah. 12:15 to 1:30, lunch. 2:30, pick up the kids. 3:20, pick up the kids. And then we're still got 2 hours and a half to wait to go before we get to this game. I can't do it anymore.
Who goes first on the proven right or wrong in the script?
Who do y'all want?
You decide.
All right, Dusty's up, so he's going first.
Buying the script is the Dolphins, Bills, and Bengals all lose this week, and the AFC is over. Dolphins lose, Bills lose, Bengals lose. You have tiebreaker over the Ravens. Chiefs will have the tiebreaker plus one over Baltimore. Buffalo would have two losses. Cincinnati and Miami are buried, done, and over with. And the Chiefs' only worry is the Houston Texans come December 21st.
So you think Buffalo loses this game? Good. Yep. I don't think they're very good. Their quarterback's mid at best.
The Chiefs would then come out of a bye 5-0, just separated depending on what happens tonight. I'm doing this in the future. Against the New Orleans Saints, but separate themselves from the pack. Vegas and Denver will beat up on each other, and I think Vegas wins, and I think Max Crosby has a day versus Bo Nix. Either way, the one seed is all but done. The Chiefs are in the fast lane. Nobody's in their rearview mirror. Chiefs only have two games that matter the rest of the year. It's Buffalo and it's Houston, and both those teams play each other this weekend. Houston goes to 4-1. Buffalo goes to 3-2. Two losses in a row to Buffalo. Cultural shock for the boys in blue and red up there.
Look at Buffalo. Who have they beaten this year? Miami, the Jets, New England.
Look at Dusty Likens. That
was pretty good.
That
was good.
Let me back clap or pat myself on the back. I did that again.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to say that. I think. Dude, I nailed that.
You got that one.
I nailed it.
That's awesome. Good one.
Let's roll, baby. Man,
yes.
Can I take the day? You guys can do the rest of the show?
Man, we got only an hour and 8 minutes.
Literally, it was just Raiders Broncos. That was the only thing wrong.
Yeah, and Max Crosby did tell Bo Nix during the game, speak up, they don't know what's going on.
And who else did Max Crosby shred after the game? Was it Michael Lombardi?
I don't know.
He was taking some time to shred people after the game. Bo Nix also shredded his coach in the middle of the game as well, too. You tell me who's running that franchise. Bo Nix has got this thing on lockdown. Sean Payton looking for a new job.
All right, Bob, here you go.
Here's how it's all going to play out for me. Royals-Yankees, 5:38 on Saturday.
There
not tomorrow.
You go.
Saturday. Gerrit Cole on the mound. He is going to give up at minimum of one run in the first inning of that game against the Yankees. Michael Wacha is going to settle in, and he's going to have his way with the Yankee hitters. Swing and a miss, strike three for Juan Soto. Swing and a miss, strike three for Aaron Judge. And before you know it, the first inning's over, and the Royals are up 1-0. The pressure starts to mount on the Yankees. Judge strikes out multiple times in this game.
Ding.
Giancarlo Stanton has multiple strikeouts in this game. And Juan Soto has multiple strikeouts in this game.
Mm.
It will get tense in the eighth inning, and with two outs in the eighth, the runners will be at second and third for the Yankees, and Aaron Judge will be at the bat and Lucas Erceg will come in out of the bullpen. He will strike out Aaron Judge to end the eighth inning with two runners on and then have a clean ninth inning. Royals win 1-0 over the Yankees. Cole Reagans gets the ball on Monday night, and we come back to Kansas City up 2-0. I know we're going to be on Monday before we get to Monday, but I'm just predicting the future. The Royals will win this game against the Yankees by a score of 1-0. Lucas Erceg will get four outs late in the game. Michael Wacha will pick up the win, and the talk in New York on Monday will be Aaron Judge is a loser, and that will bring him down even more, and the Royals will run away with this series.
So Judge had multiple strikeouts. Stanton had multiple strikeouts. Erceg had three strikeouts.
Gerrit Cole almost gave up two runs. Massey missed a homer by 4 inches, yeah. And Bobby Wood Jr., Judge made a play.
Gerrit Cole gave up four runs, three earned. Eh, that's mid at best.
Yeah. Mac?
This Sunday, we are getting an offensive explosion. This first month of the season has just been kind of on offense. No touchdowns, lots of interceptions, feels like a field goal year, right? Kickers are just all the points. So it's going to be an explosion of offense. Packers, Rams, points. Texans, Bills, going to be big points. Hell, I think even Giants, Seahawks could have some explosion to it. Malik Nabers gets in the end zone. So finally, after a month, offenses get warmed up.
Yeah, he was hurt.
Feels a little more normal. We see some points.
No, I think you're right about that. There were some points this week. We finally had a 500-yard passer.
Points per game by week. Week 1, 45.8, 39.6, 41.5. Week 4, 45.6. This week, 50.7, the highest scoring week. So I was right. But
I'll
come back a little more specific this week. I'll come back a little stronger script. Don't worry.
No, that was good. I like that. I thought that was, you know, an offensive explosion is right. Also, too, here's another one of offensive explosion for you. Do you guys remember that picture of the guy wearing the Cleveland Browns quarterback jersey with every quarterback on it and how long that list was? There was like Tim Rattay was on that list and, you know, fill in the name of useless Cleveland quarterback since they came back in 1999. Deshaun Watson is the only quarterback in Browns history since their rebirth in 1999 to not have at least one 200-yard passing game in the first 5 weeks of the season. Oh. He's the only quarterback in 25 years of the Browns being a reborn franchise to not have at least one 200-plus-yard passing game. Guys like Tim Rattay did that.
Brandon Whedon.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that guy, too. go down the list of Browns quarterbacks. Tim Couch is on that list.
Couch. C-O-R. Are you going to the mall today? The Dolphins did win, so I didn't get it completely right. But they should have lost. Jacoby Brissett.
Did they really win that? Like, is anything they
15
do?
15-10.
Stupid.
I mean,
15-10.
How about them losing that game because the guy didn't twist his ankle the right way to get his heel down? I didn't know that. I thought you just had a toe touch. When did that be?
That's a bad rule.
Yeah, it is. Like, when did that happen?
Yeah, I thought,
like, we've
that.
Always celebrated these toe touches and toe drags, and then all of a sudden, Scott Hand's like, he didn't roll his ankle and get his heel down. It doesn't count.
Yeah,
like,
so it's if you're facing backwards. Is that part
I don't know.
I need to look into that.
Know.
Yeah, because that was like, I was like, what? I don't understand that. Yeah, I'd never heard of that.
Coming up on the other side, it is our Chiefs contributor. He is the editor of Chiefs on SI.com. Josh Briscoe joins Fesco and Dusty on the other side of 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.